Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department checks in with us every other Monday morning. Are you a big basketball fan? Are you a hoops guy? Do you like the hoops?
You know, I was this weekend watching the Pacers play.
That's where I was going.
That was a lot of fun, yeah. It's nice to see the Indiana basketball being really strong this year in a lot of different ways. And then, getting Victor Oladipo to kind of come back home, if you will, and play for the Pacers and have such a great game against Cleveland. That was really a lot of fun.
Remember when we got fleeced in that trade for Paul George? Remember that one?
Sure. Paul who? I almost forgot Paul George.
I had 36 last night. Victor had 32. The good news is the Pacers win 98-80. Game two is not until Wednesday night because the NBA has to make sure we get six games each night till Father's Day. So we have to carry this thing out all the way until the middle of June. But the Pacers, big winners, 98-80, led by 19 after 1:17 at halftime. Cleveland threw a couple runs at them, but they bounced back and fought them off. So I just wanted to make sure anybody that was just joining us knows about all that. We're not going to talk about basketball all morning. We've got way more important things to do than that. Number one, it's Little 5 Week. Let's just start there. I just gave the forecast. I know you were listening in the background. Tell the listeners how weather impacts the veracity of your crowd this weekend.
Oh, it's weather is huge for us during the Little Five festivities, and this will be my 28th Little Five here, and I've seen all kinds of weather.
When is the book coming out, by the way? When is the 20th? If you've done it after 30 years, we'll get the behind the scenes with Captain Kellums, 30 years of looking back at the Little 500. But
Little 500 bike race. I don't know. It might be an interesting book. There'd be a lot of fun stories, at least. Like I said, weather, it's crazy because I remember tornadoes one year. I remember we had tornado warnings during Little Five one year. I was working bike patrol at the time, so being on bicycle downtown Bloomington in tornadoes was a lot of fun for Little Five. But we've had it really hot, we've had it really cold, we've had really bad inclement weather. So it really changes the dynamics of those crowds. When you hit that kind of perfect sweet spot of 70 degrees all day long and it doesn't get too cold at night, that's when things get really kind of interesting for us and very, very busy. But when it's cold, it kind of keeps people inside and it keeps down a little bit of those revelry down a little bit. And when it gets really hot, they tend to burn out pretty early. So it's hard to say with that forecast this year what will happen. If it stays dry and warm, if it stays dry at least, we'll probably still see quite a bit of people out and things going on. We always do, but the weather can make a big difference in how many calls we get.
Now, when you have such an event like this, talk about your partnerships with your other local law enforcement groups and how you guys kind of make it all work together, because it's just like a football game or a basketball game, right? This is a multi-agency type deal.
Communication is a huge thing. We have a meeting this afternoon with the DNR, the Indiana State Police, IU, the Sheriff's Department, even Ellettsville, all of the agencies in this county that work. We have a meeting with them today to discuss all of our different plans and staffing levels so we can make sure we're all on the same page. Communication is key when you've got so much going on. And you'll see a lot of different police agencies in town over the weekend. We need them to help us maintain calm. In 1991, we saw things get really out of hand. And since then, we've kind of approached Little Five differently. I think back then, it was very much a hands-off party atmosphere, and we recognized just how badly things could get out of control if allowed to do that. So since 1991, we've been a lot more focused on keeping everybody in the community safe and not letting things get out of hand and dealing with problems early. And if we do that, we have a tendency to keep things under control. And that's our goal.
Now, back in 1991, for those of you who might not have been around at that time, I was arriving shortly thereafter. That was an area of town. It was at the time called the Varsity Villas, right? That was part of where the excitement was. There were other parts of excitement. Do those hot spots still pop up now? We're so mobile and so everywhere. Do we have one large gathering place or places that tend to be on your radar?
You know, the north side of town by the stadium still is pretty active and pretty busy with parties and areas in the areas up there, but it really has moved quite a bit. There are fewer large gatherings like that and a lot more smaller gatherings. And that's been part of our focus. One of the things we've learned over the years is that it's much easier for us and for the community and for the people that are actually hosting the parties to control those smaller parties. And those tend to not get as out of hand as the really large ones do. 91 with Varsity Villas, when we have thousands of people up there that are simply there, do not live there, aren't even from here, and they have no problems destroying property or causing issues. And that was a big problem for us. But these smaller parties, they tend to know everybody there. They have relationships in the neighborhoods and with those people that they're at the party. So it's much easier to control, and it's much easier for them to have a good time without putting anybody at risk or in danger.
Well, just from a historical perspective, what happened at the Villas, you're allowed to gather like that. You just can't start trashing the place. Is that the simplistic way to put it?
Yeah, that's the easiest way to put it. Whenever you start hurting people, throwing things, burning things, turning cars over, you know, that's that riotous behavior.
See, this is the book part, folks. This is the book part we need to get going there. My first year in Varsity Villas on Little 500, there was a helicopter overhead, so we knew that maybe that ship had sailed, and it was awfully quiet in there that in that weekend as well. Captain,
we actually had groups of officers, about 8 officers per group, actually had Varsity Villas had given us some empty apartments to stage in, to where we could kind of eat and get off our feet, and then we actually foot patrolled that entire neighborhood with groups of officers to keep everything under control then.
Wow. The inside scoop, I like it. That's why we like having Captain Steve Kellums on with us from the Bloomington Police Department. As much as we do kid about Little 500 weekend, your role really is to just keep people safe. This is not a we've heard a lot in the news lately about what police departments should and shouldn't do, but let's make this clear. Your role is not you're not out actively seeking people. You are responding to people who are actively being sought.
We are here to keep the community safe. That is what we're trying to do. So those people that are out having a good time, enjoying themselves, and that are staying safe, that are not causing any kind of major disturbances or problems, you know, they are going to be, they're not even going to run into us or probably see us. You know, we're going to respond and deal with only those issues or situations in which people are at risk whenever they could hurt themselves or someone else, when they get too intoxicated or something like that, and they start making those really bad decisions and doing those types of things. That's when we show up, and that's what we try to deal with and try to keep those type of things under control, because we know if we can keep that under control, we won't. We can likely not have another one of those large riotous issues like we had in 91.
And I think people that are out want to know they're safe. I think people that are out and about maybe a little bit later than perhaps they do at some other times, or having a little bit more fun than maybe normal. I'd want to be safe. I want to know there's people out there protecting me and doing all that. So let's fingers crossed and not have any national news stories on Monday next week. We know that's sometimes makes you when you get that many people together and you get a little bit of spring fling in you, sometimes silly things can happen. But let's hope that's not the case. You're going to be out in the community this week being proactive, kind of trying to perhaps send the same message we're talking about right now. Tell me, with Cookies with Cops, you're going to be right in the middle of campus and hopefully can get your message out before you have to get your message out.
Yeah, we're going to be at Showalter Fountain on Wednesday the 18th at 1:30 p.m. We're going to be out there with IU Police Department. And this is kind of like our coffee with the cops, although being in the middle of the day and on IU campus, we decided to go with cookies. Everybody likes cookies, so hopefully people will stop by, have a couple of cookies, and they can talk to us. They can talk to IUPD and find out a little bit about some of the things we're doing. You know, we've partnered with a lot of people for Little Five. And if you're fans of us on social media and maybe followed us on Twitter or Instagram, you saw that we're partnering with a lot of the pizza companies as well with the Indiana Lifeline Law, trying to remind people that if they're underage drinking and one of their friends goes into some kind of medical distress, they can call 911. They're not going to be arrested for underage drinking. Now, that doesn't mean that they might not get in trouble if they are obstructing the emergency medical personnel or if they're trying to fight with police. That's a whole different story. But if they've just been underage drinking and they're calling the police, we're not going to arrest them for that. We want to make sure people get the medical assistance that they need. I've way too much in my career have I seen the personal aspect of people that had way too much to drink, and then their friends didn't make good decisions. They ended up losing their lives, and it destroyed entire families over that. And so we've got to make sure that if people are having problems or difficulties, their friends are calling for help, because our number one goal is to help people. That's what we want to do first. We want to get there and get them the help that they need, and then we'll deal with those other things later, but we're not going to be arresting them for that underage drinking. That's the Indiana Lifeline Law, and we're pushing that out on pizza boxes all this weekend, along with Cookies with Cops, where we'll be there and talking about issues like that, and how people can party safely, how they can not upset or anger their neighbors, and how they can keep things under control. Because if they help us this week, then it's going to be a great opportunity for us to make sure that everybody in Bloomington has a really nice, fun, entertaining weekend.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in every other Monday to keep us in tune on what's happening over at the Bloomington Police Department. You had a busy week last week. You had the Bloomington Police Department Officer of the Year announced. You had some other guys going up and above the their normal duties. You want to brag on your staff a little bit, please do.
Well, it was a really great awards ceremony. We have those every year, and it's an opportunity for the officers put in the other officers for those awards. And we have an awards committee made up of officers and supervisors that review those awards and provide and approve those awards. And then we all get together as an opportunity for us to express our appreciation for each other. And, you know, that was something that we were really proud of. We've been doing that for several years now. And we had a chance to honor Sergeant Josh Taylor for the Officer of the Year for his tremendous work. He was recently promoted to Sergeant. Last year, he spent his time as a detective in our Special Investigations Unit and did really tremendous work all year long. And not only with that, but his work with the Critical Incident Response Team just made him a shoo-in for our Officer of the Year. We're really proud of Sergeant Taylor for that. We also had a number of other life-saving awards, letters of recommendations and letters of commendation, as well as some merit certificates and merit awards. So we had some tremendous work by our people last year, and we do that every year, but this is just an opportunity for us to sit down and publicly talk about it.
And the other thing that we want to make sure people are aware of, you are hiring.
Oh, yes, we are hiring. We are almost always hiring. We have several positions open right now. We have a hiring process. Those applications are due by May 9th, and we're going to have a test on May 12th. So if you're interested at all in law enforcement or interested in Bloomington and being a part of something really special in the community, come down and you can fill out an application. You can find those applications online at bloomington.in.gov/police. That's our website. You can go there and download the application, as well as the information about the testing process. And, you know, it takes a while to get people hired and trained, but we have some of the most professional, best police officers in the United States, and we're continually looking for good people that we can train them into being great cops.
And those great cops were on display Friday. What a unbelievable situation you and your department and multiple departments dealt with last week, finding Brandon Michael Richardson, and not finding him for a while, then finally finding him on Friday, the chase that went with it and everything else. I know it's an active case. I'm not asking you for any details that aren't perhaps in the paper of what we've seen. You want to give me the nickel tour on why perhaps let me do this. I'm going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer it. You know the rules on this. You went to serve a warrant for this guy. You don't have an armored vehicle. What did you use in this case? We've been talking about this Lenko Bearcat situation getting together. This, I mean, what better real-life example could anyone need on this?
Well, a good specific, this is a specific incident, but as you said, not talking about the details, but the Bearcat gives you a lot of options. That armored vehicle, that armored rescue vehicle gives you a lot of options whenever you're making plans. And in this instance, without the opportunity to get very close to the house, we had to set up a little bit of a distance away. And then our critical incident response team actually had to move in on foot from areas of cover that they could find. So it takes them a little bit of time to get in position. And unfortunately, we had closed the roads down to keep the community safe. And our teams were moving into position when the suspect exited his house, got into his vehicle, and drove off. And at that point in time, we had the roads closed. He immediately saw that those roads were closed, and he immediately encountered officers, uniformed officers that were in those perimeter areas when he attempted to flee in that vehicle. He wrecked with a – he rammed a sheriff's department's car, and then rammed three other cars, two of our police cars and another sheriff's department vehicle that were all in the area. That's when his car came to a stop, and as our critical incident response team was approaching is when he shot himself. Another great thing, one of the great things that I do want to talk about with our critical incident response team is that we have hospital personnel, paramedics on that team that were present. So that suspect received immediate medical attention and was able to be transported immediately to the hospital because of those all that pre-planning that's gone into place and how that team is set up with the main intent to save and preserve lives, and which is what we tried to do in this instance.
And the picture in the paper, and I'm trying to choose my words carefully here, because this report that the mayor put out in his decision had a bunch of stats that go along with it. And one of the conclusions he came up with is, unfortunately, we have some bad people that live in this town, and that's not going to change. I would suggest reading the charges filed against him Thursday of last week before this even occurred. This would qualify as one of those cases. And there's the picture of Mayor John Hamilton out at the scene. Is that normal from a mayor, or is that what's going on there?
Well, it's not normal, and we were actually very happy to see the mayor come out. He was very concerned about what happened, and he came out with the chief and walked through the scene. It's very nice to have a mayor that's not only concerned about the welfare of the officers, but also interested in what happened and wanting to know a little bit more information about that. And I can say that that's not common. And so we were very happy to see that. You're absolutely right when you talk about there are some bad people in this town. And I think a lot of people, we love Bloomington because it has that small town feel. And I've said that before, but it is still a city of 85,000 people by census, another 47,000 IU students that are all crammed into about 20 square miles. And so we have some big city problems in this area, and we have to be prepared for those when they happen.
All right, my friend. Good job as always. I don't want to keep you from it. We'll get caught up in a couple of weeks with our little five, hopefully nothing to talk about segment. And whatever you do, don't look outside right now because it's snowing like crazy. Oh, my goodness. Be safe out there, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, class. Bye-bye.
All right. Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. We always like getting caught up with him.